you run on.
Thank you.
Disappointed you did not go up there, but it's okay.
Nobody has anything better to do on a Wednesday night than come here.
It's true.
I'm totally appreciated.
I actually do appreciate that you did not attend the Seattle Strangers relatively boring silent reading event that happens at the.
What are they reading? Novels over there? Silent reading.
Yeah.
Is this 1951?
Yeah.
Go on a room and read by yourself with other people.
Talk about it after this, then, about how much we don't like it. Anyway. Next, Moscow Born. And actually, I'm really excited for the following because I've never heard her read at all, but I've read a lot of her writing, their writing. Moscow Born, Seattle Raised, Sonia Vitomsky wrote Salt is for Curing, and that's from, is it Sator? Second?
I think it's technically Sator, but I think Sator is more in line with classic Latin pronunciation.
Okay.
So.
Well, S-A-T-O-R Press. And also the chapbook, My Heart is Aspen. Their work has appeared in places like the Poetry Foundation, BIDA, and Lowdown Magazine, and they are an editor at Anthropoid and a contributor at Dark Fucking Wizard. Find them by saying their name 5 times in front of a bathroom mirror, or at sonyavitomsky.tumblr.com.
Then Richard, I'm doing it later.
Recording, but I can get rid of it if you don't want to.
Okay, some of these are like pending publication, so yeah.
Alright, yeah, we'll talk about it.
Delete it.
I'm photographing.
That's fine. I carved Callisti on a heavenly body. The moon waxed beyond recognition, pewter apple of discord, a forecast upon feral. What is perception, if not a mirror held up after surgery? Dare I still see myself here? Beyond new slopes and strange valleys, an unidentifiable constant, a compass, a sliver the orbit's detritus, my own stellar clusterfuck. La lune der monde mes luna, pale seeds swallowed by that hungry cleft, that lunatic fox. Do I know what it is, how it moves, what it wants? All around the air stakes of dog, a lupinophilia afloat in the firmament, a big bad bang chasing its vestigial tail. I inhale to eclipse, exhale to salt circle, a transmundane membrane between Cronian and Cronenbergian. And in that wet void, exposed and hidden in turns, I can feel something hatching without my say so. I'm going to try standing up, but my legs get shaky, so try to ignore that. This one's called Every Time I Hiccup, I Miss You with a Knife. It's a full floor. When I pull dill from my garden, use a wooden spoon to stir a stew you've never heard of. How many ladles until I'm a woman, a domestic love poem, lipstick on its rim like some kind of overlapping tree ring. Thick black, for the year it did nothing but rain, purple for the tomato crops eaten by squirrels, red the night smoke stung your eyes, and I'm so feminine they were convinced. Clouds trap moisture from me as I sleep, cycling through air as ulnar nerves ache and pinkies grow numb on the keyboard, and the last supper was not about food, so what am I? Vine ripened tomatoes outside somewhere. I was going to graduate university, go back to Europe, and jump in a lake. Like jump in a lake permanently, like drown. Instead, I got engaged, another kind of dying. In Lakeland, there's no future tense, one pronoun for people. My tongue doesn't dry up, my insides and outsides align, and I'm this, but 10 years faster. Someone serves me baked mushrooms on whitefish, the pan of old tinfoil. Who flies and who tethers? I almost jump, but everyone else has gone, left me the string. I hold it for a few years. I'm good at holding, until I'm not. We meet on rain-slipped streets, and my veins run red with blood, vibrate. I mistake the buzz for flying. Your open mouth, the room I run into, take my shoes off, leave blue hair in the drain. We always eat and never cook. Science fiction, an inevitable future, the past a wife's tale, the present a direct address to a relationship in my life other than mind reader. I'm so feminine with my 30 lipsticks and bag of bones in the freezer. I have poisoned the protagonist with my rustic Chekhov's gun. Listen, sirens sing out anxious EBM, then pass our block. In another story, you would wake in the dark, sweating. All right, this one's called Ipecac, which is a pretty good record label, and also a way to make yourself poisonous, essentially. The trouble with anxiety is it always wins. My brown eyes, my widow's peak, everything else a recessive trait. Lab tests confirm it's there, but damned if it'll ever bubble up to the surface and break skin like some sort of satin fever. Eventually, I forget the suit jackets and the boys' names, the awkward attempts at masculinity, which is chivalry, which is buying my mother flowers, which is submission. Funhouse mirrors are broken clocks. Still write twice a day, and these wine-stained old rugs are red carpets when the light hits just so. On the one hand, reality, mistaking a poor Narcissus at the pool edge, mistaking a trash heap for Pangea. On the other, I've taken action, vomited up the monologue. Many mornings, I conceive the things I would have accomplished had I wrangled my diagnoses into some kind of transcendence. I have one more, it's called Antibody, which is kind of a stupid joke. And this one also has the word firmament in it, which the first one did, and I try to not read those two together because who uses the word firmament twice in one night? So pretend you hadn't noticed that. What does it mean that I've slept with more people than my mother? I keep no ribbons in my hair, though these swelling hips, monsoon androgyny, wash away the first person till I am a side plot in someone else's narrative. Ears ringing and phone silent, and that ovum's needle pricking holes in the firmament while skin spreads like meringue in the cardinal directions. Still, the sheets are caked with gore and weather patterns. Still, the waves feed on their breast in unison. Still, I cough up air, inhale water, trace the delta of my veins to its nether's crest. If I am made to pay in blood, I want the land to witness. Let me be Noah, and if not Noah, then the flood.
Do you have any of your books here for purchase?
Nope.
Okay. But you can get them online at a variety of places. Charlotte, Sonia, Apple, if you want. Thank you. Okay, so I think we'll just go through all of the reading and then before we return to the music, just for the flow. We have a few more readers and then the flow will continue with Chris. Next up, Aaron Kokorowski, who grew up in Greenwood, is no stranger to Seattle poetry. An organizer of numerous literary events, including Five Alarms, the Greenwood Lake Crawl, Coco, as his friends have learned to call him, is as invested in innovation or artistic ideas as evolution of self. He currently instructs the elite of Medina on an all-things green thumb, and when not helping tend to the daily horse chores at his Redmond abode, he is applying paint to puzzle pieces and canvas. Everyone welcome Aaron.
If you want to know that's what happens when you don't send pretty bit of a bio. thank you, Greg. But in all seriousness, thank you, Greg, and
you're
Paul too, and all organizers, because you know I write a lot and then I just put my notebooks on the shelf, but then Greg's like, hey, do you want to read? And I'm like, sure, and I have these notebooks, which, so kind of, I should be doing that anyways, but it gets my wheel going, and so, anyways, I'm going to read the first 900 lines of, no, I'm just kidding. this one, first two are kind of downers, just to warn you, but this is called Last Day of Tourism Season. The bridge would stay closed, helicopters would remain in the sky, news updated constantly, more dead by the hour. My last week in Seattle, tragedy on the Aurora Bridge, a bridge I've crossed thousands of times, on the bus, in a car, on foot. In a way, it felt less violent than many of my rides on the 358. These were college kids and tourists. They cleaned the blood off the highway. It rained that night just in case. And continue. Traffic today was a knife in my back, a slog through bloody pus, red lights and emerge, stop and go ooze, a cloud of exhaust, a slice of brake lights, now honking my way through paperwork, parking in small boxes on a clipboard, a turn signal out of the waiting room. Finally, a green light. The nurse signals the doctor, the tractor pulls the chain they attach to the knife in my back. Somebody had to do it, and the doctor was much kinder than the other drivers. So, start with a couple real light ones, can be enough. And a lot of this work was generated by the August Poetry Fest. And so I'm gonna read a couple of raw ones. The rest of the work has been revised a little. And Paul runs that every August, right? August Poetry Fest, isn't it?
Postcards.
Okay. The night my computer broke, police arrived with canine units and shined their flashlights in the alleyway between our apartment building and the drugstore next door. By morning, I fixed the problem with a hairdryer. That is a true story. It is. My monitor broke and I found this thing and it said, I swear to God, if you hairdryer your monitor for 5 minutes, it will like warm this part up, and it worked. And so, I was pretty excited. I had to fix it.
So
here's one more. Lives with me, so he had a hairdryer.
We were not allowed to check our suitcase full of rainwater at the airport, so we returned it to the canal and watched fishermen battle seagulls. I swear I saw a chameleon in the clouds passing by, so we rented kayaks and paddled through the marsh. That night the sunset looked like a field of kaleidoscope, abelia, and bloom, so we stuffed as much as we could into the suitcase and hoped for better luck at the airport. And this... Sorry, it says I need a password, so I'll read this instead. Password must contain 3 lowercase letters, a number divisible by 74, a geometric shape, and a reference to an element on the periodic table. All passwords must include an animal emoticon, a word that is a color, and the entire sequence must rhyme with complicated. It did really get a password. Alright, I got 2 more poems. This one is called Misspelling Deciduous. 2 kids at a bus stop miss their bus. It arrives, but they don't look up from their cell phones. They sit there watching videos, pressing buttons with a smile. They all just need somewhere to plug in their devices. Somewhere to check in, something to say, a selfie a day, never fully charged, between 0 and 25%. These days they can learn to grow wings and fly, but they have to Google it first. You can Google rain hitting rooftops, the sky cracking with lightning. You can Photoshop the moon indigo and watch a deciduous tree grow online. Or you can turn off your phone, go outside in a rainstorm, and see what it feels like to shed your leaves and grow them back again.
Thank you.
Last one. It's for, and thank you again. Thanks to host. It's nice to meet all of you and to hear you read and perform. It's, I take that home and it inspires me, so. Thank you, and I don't have a title for this one. Some days I scrub and scrub. Still, there is dirt from the garden on my hands. Dirt from planting bulbs and seeds. Dirt from the roots of crepe myrtle trees. But these hands trim gardenias and honeysuckle. Harvest rosemary and untangle rambling rose vines. These hands plant daphnes and star jasmine. In the nighttime, when my work is through, I hold my lover tight, and she knows my hands worked all day with hummingbirds and honeybees and fields of lavender. Thank you. Woo.